Palestinian Prime Minister Mahmoud Abbas is in Gaza, where he's expected to meet with Islamic Jihad leaders today, Friday, in an effort to shore up a five-day-old but still fragile ceasefire. At the same time, Israel is reported drawing up a list of Palestinian prisoners to be released, possibly by next week. Prime Minister Abbas wants to convince Islamic Jihad militants to stay on board with the truce, and he would also like to convince smaller splinter groups to join the ceasefire. Three main Palestinian factions, Islamic Jihad, Hamas, and Fatah, agreed last Sunday to halt attacks against Israelis for the next 3 months. But Islamic Jihad and Hamas have warned that unless Israel releases the thousands of Palestinians held in Israeli jails, the truce could break down. Israel has released several dozen Palestinian prisoners who had been detained in a security sweep in the West Bank city of Hebron a few weeks ago. However, Islamic Jihad has called the prisoner releases so far cosmetic. Israel is reported holding more than 5,000 Palestinian prisoners. According to Israeli media, the security service Shin Bet is drawing up a list of prisoners to be released and will present the names to the cabinet on Sunday. Palestinian security chief Mohammed Dahlan has called on Israel to free 416 prisoners who he said had already served long sentences and had been instrumental in bringing about the current ceasefire. Since the truce went into effect, there have been sporadic shootings, grenade and rocket attacks against Israeli sites carried out by militants who've refused to adhere to the truce. Palestinian police this week arrested several militants believed responsible for some of these attacks, a move that has pleased Israel but has angered some Palestinians, prompting a loud protest demonstration in Gaza late Thursday. Israel's defense minister, Shaul Mofaz, is said to be angry at his army chief of staff, Lieutenant General Moshe Ya'alon, for saying that Israel had emerged victorious in the almost three-year-long conflict with the Palestinians. On Friday, the Israeli newspaper Ma'ariv quoted advisors to Mr. Mofaz as saying General Ya'alon's comments were irresponsible. Another Israeli newspaper, Yediot Ahronot, published an opinion poll on Friday indicating that only 24% of Israelis questioned believe that Israel has won the conflict with the Palestinians. The poll shows that 33% of those questioned said the Palestinians emerged victorious, while 35% said neither side has won. Sonia Pace, VOA News, Jerusalem.